From the ancient sands of Egypt to the valley of the promised land, he led them from oppression to be free.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب وقال تعالى في آية أخرى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers, sisters, audience of Radio Islam here in Malawi, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday we discussed Islam in Turkey, and today inshallah we'll be discussing Islam in Iraq. The first question that comes to mind is, what is the meaning of Iraq? When we look at the map, you will see on one side is the Furat, the Euphrates River. On the other side we will find the Dijla, and that is the Tigris River. In between the shores, the banks, that is known as Iraq. So Iraq refers to the banks and the shores, and therefore in the olden time it was called Mesopotamia. For us as Muslims throughout the world, why is Iraq so important? It is the land of Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers, alayhi musallatu wassalam. It is the land of Sahaba and companions of Mustafa alayhi salam. It is the land of Awliyaullah, the great, great saints and the beloved personnel and people of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was born in a city called Ur. And if you go today there, you will find it is still called Ur, U-R. And in that city, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was born. From there, after the incident where they threw him into the fire, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala rescued and saved him. He left, he came via Egypt to Makkah Mukarramah and built the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, then came to the land of Palestine, and today in a city, Khalilur Rahman, they call it Hebron, there this great mighty Prophet and Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is buried. It is the land of Sahaba. We are now in 2009. Go back 80 years. Oh dear Muslim, oh dear brother and sister, then go and study our history and you will find this is documented 80 years ago. There was King Farouk in Iraq, and King Farouk saw a dream that the graves of the Sahaba Salman Farsi radiallahu and the Persian, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu an sahibu sirli Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam, the confidant of Mustafa alayhi sallam, and Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu an, their graves, water was seeping into it. When he saw this dream, he did not pay much attention. The Grand Mufti of Iraq in that time, 1929, he also saw this dream. He came to King Farouk and told him of Iraq that this is the dream I saw. He said, you know, you have reminded me, even I saw this dream. After much consultation, they said, we will exhume the bodies. Lo and behold, O esteemed listener of Radio Islam, the ulama were consulted and they said that we will exhume the bodies of these eminent, illustrious companions and students of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. The news spread like wildfire in the Muslim world and other countries. The ulama of Hijaz, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, because Saudi Arabia as we know it today only came in existence in 1932. So before that the incident took place in 1929, 80 years ago. So the ulama of Hijaz, of Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara said, no, hold on, the Hajj season is very near. We want to be present there when they exhume and take out the body of the Sahaba. So in the land of Iraq, Lo and behold, after the Hajj in 1929, when the bodies of Salman Farsi radiallahu anh, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anh, and Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anh were taken out, never mind Muslims, Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u, virtue is dead that even your enemy bears testimony. The French television crew, the non-Muslims who were there, they said that when we saw the body of Salman Farsi radiallahu anh, it was still fresh. When we saw Huzaifa bin Yaman's body still fresh, Abdullah bin Jabir's body still intact. The karamat and the honor in the land of Iraq, O Muslim. In the land of Iraq, you find the great, great awliya ur-Rahman, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah buried in A'zamiyya. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah buried in Baghdad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah buried in Baghdad. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah buried there. Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi rahimahullah buried there. In the year 2000, I went to Iraq. We spent 6 days, almost a week there. O Ummat Muslimah, what has Iraq given to us? Those of us who follow the Hanafi school, you must remember that the Hanafi school originated and started in Iraq. Therefore, it is known as the fiqh of Ahlul Iraq. Therefore, Imam Tirmidhi says in his Jami and Sunan, وَقَالَ أَهْلُ الْكُوفَى وَقَالَ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْكُوفَى. The people of Kufa said so and so and so. When did Islam reach there and go there? Look at the Khulafai Rashidun. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhum. They were already there in Medina Munawwara. That was the capital. In time of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh, the Khilafat and the capital of the Islamic Empire went to Iraq. So we find the city of Kufa, we find the city of Basra, we find all of them flourishing at that time. So we need to know that Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, when he came to Kufa, he stood in the middle and he shot the arrow in four directions and told the people, build your houses around here. In the middle we are building Jami'ul Kufa. All praise, all thanks, gratitude to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. We perform Salat there in that masjid in 2000. So till today these masajid are there. So this is what Iraq gave us. I wish to relate to you. We heard just now a six-year-old boy, Uwais, Munir, Iqbal, Umar, MashaAllah. The love he has for Quran Kareem, he knows half of Surah Yasin, half of Tabarak Alladhi. He read for us just now, Idha Ja'a Nasrullah. InshaAllah, Almighty Allah will make him a Hafiz and an Alim, InshaAllah. Now I want to relate to you, oh my dear listener. It is not the first time Iraq has come under assault and attack and invasion. A person used to walk around the gullies and alleys of Iraq and used to mock the ulama and the big, big shuyukh and imams. None of you can answer my questions. A 10-year-old boy, a 10-year-old youngster, he stood up and said, Sir, Professor, I am prepared to answer your questions. This is Allah's deen. He can use anybody. So the people were amazed and astonished. This 10-year-old boy, how will he answer? They arranged the venue, the time, everything. And that person said, question number one, what is your Allah doing now? What is your Allah doing now, oh youngster, explain to me. This person was standing. The youngster said, Sir, please sit down and allow me to stand. He said, fine. He sat down and the youngster stood up. And the youngster read, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor and izzat to whomsoever He wants. Allah gives zillat and disgrace and humiliation to whomsoever He wants. Oh Professor, oh Sir, you ask me what my Allah is doing now. My Allah humiliated you, He made you sit now. And that same Allah elevated me and gave me honor, He made me stand. Imagine a 10-year-old boy. That professor was already finished. What the answer the youngster gave. Second question the professor asked, where is your Allah? The youngster asked the audience in the crowd, "Who's got the candle?" And he ignited the candle and he asked the crowd, "Where is the flame of this candle?" They said, "It is going in all directions, north, west, south, east, in all right, left." He said, "Mr. Professor, I'm amazed today you ask me where is my Allah and where is Allah. If I ask you where is the flame of this candle, what do you say?" He said, "All directions." He said, "You're zalim, you're oppressor, transgressor. You ask me where's Allah? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, the effulgence of Almighty Allah in the heavens, in the earth. That is Almighty Allah Jalla wala." The question goes on, the answers go on. There's a wonderful book in English called The Wonders of Islam. You need to procure a copy and read all this. In there, this incident is mentioned also. My dear listener of Radio Islam in Malawi, who is this 10-year-old boy? What is his name? His name is Nu'man. His name is Nu'man bin Thabit. What does Nu'man bin Thabit mean to us? Nothing. Nu'man bin Thabit is the name of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. So when we go to Iraq, we go there and we find this great jurist and scholar of Islam is buried in A'zamiyya. You go to Qazimiyya, you find Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah buried there. The first Qazi al-Quzat, the first Chief Justice in the history of Islam. When you go to Baghdad, next to the Tigris River, you find Bishr-e Hafi, the sage of the age, the Wali of Allah buried there, who used to walk around without shoes. When they asked him, "Oh Bishr, why do you walk around without shoes?" He said, Allah Jalla wa Ala states, "Wal arda farashnaha fa ni'mal mahidun." That Allah says, "I made this land and sand and earth so much, I made it a carpet and spread it out for you. How excellent I made it for you. I feel shy to walk with shoes." This was their love for Allah, to walk with shoes and sandals is permissible. When you go to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, where he's buried, we've been to all these places with the help of Allah. Next to the Tigris River, when the water comes, it even goes over the grave of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the giant who was known as Imam Ahli Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Oh, you listener, do you know what Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, taught us? He's buried there in Baghdad, when we used to go to his mazar and grave. I used to think so many times of this poetry. And he said, O Ummat Muslimah, think about it seriously, that we are 1 week now, about 8 days only away from Ramadan. And Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani is reminding us, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. O Muslim, you listen. How many kafan, how many shroud, how many kafans are washed every day? Just now, 2:30, I did a live program from Malawi on Channel Islam. And whilst doing the program, they announced, a mayyit, Maulana Pandor's son passed away there in South Africa, rahimahullah. Almighty Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So what do we say? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani is drawing our attention and focus. Think about it, Muslim, and reflect. How many kafan and shroud are washed every day? Me and you who are alive. Tomorrow, sometime in future, we will go in that kafan. وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ. But the person who's going into that kafan is so busy in his market, in his shop, in his bazaar. How's the dollar? How's the pound? How's the kwacha? How's this? Remember, vepar mai etra busy you, ke pake time ajne. We don't have no time. We're so busy in the vepar and business. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug up? Go to Blantyre Cemetery, go to Limbi Cemetery and graveyard. Oh, you men, and look at that empty grave. Who will be the next person to be buried there? Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani is asking. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. But the person who is going to that grave tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, Allah alone knows when, he's so deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. This weekend, my daughter is getting married. This weekend, my son is getting married. This weekend, my brother or sister is getting married. Then we will have walima. Then after 1 year, we will have aqiqah. So I just took out my new, brand new car, my 4x4. I just took out my new Mercedes and Cadillac. So all these occasions of joy and happiness, they deceive us. They delude us. We live in a world of fantasy. We forget the world of reality, O Muslim. That is why people enjoy the Bollywood, Hollywood, Robin Hood so much. It takes them into a world of fantasy, a make-believe world, and you forget the reality. Remember, therefore, Islam said it's haram and not permissible. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ O person, you're going to go into the grave and you are so deceived. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah. What did he say? How many a person is smiling today? I'm smiling, my health is excellent, my wealth is increasing, my children are flourishing in school, my business is excelling and flourishing. So I'm giving all examples now. I don't have children, I don't have business, I'm just giving examples. So remember, so many a person smiling so happily. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ عَلِكُ Very soon that person is history. He dies in the prime of his or her life. 15 years old, 20 years old, 30, 40 years old, the person is history. So when we study the history of Iraq, they have contributed to the upliftment of this ummah. Go and study grammar, Arabic grammar. You will find Khalil, Farrah, Sabawi. They all come from Iraq. Go study Hanafi fiqah. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Yusuf, all buried in Iraq. Rahimahullah. Go and study Arabic literature. Mutanabbi and all of them from Iraq. So remember, we cannot forget the contribution of Iraq. When you speak about Iraq politically, so you must remember that politically what has happened was that the Banu Abbas, the Abbasid dynasty, they ruled this ummah for 520 years from Iraq, from Baghdad and surroundings. No other country ruled this ummah for more than five centuries. The entire ummah from one country, remember, beside Iraq. This is their merit, virtue, contribution towards Islam and Muslims. How can we forget them? My name is Abdul Qadir Hussein. It is said that today people only heard of Saddam Hussein. Whether he is good or bad, that Allah knows, we don't have to worry about that. But I want to share with you one thing. The miracle of the Quran Kareem. You know when the first Gulf War took place, 1991. When they had the coalition of Muslim and other countries and they attacked Iraq, Saddam went to the ulama and the awliyaullah in Iraq and he said, what are we going to do? They told him, oh Saddam, you have to go on the national TV and address the nation and tell them the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Read that verse. What is the verse? Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam is in Iraq. As I told you initially, he was born in Ur. And then Namrud and the rulers at that time, they said, we don't want you. And they cast him and threw him in the fire. What Allah Jalla wa'ala said, Ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Oh, you fire, you become a place of coolness. You become a place of safety for Ibrahim, ala Ibrahim. When Saddam went, he addressed his people and nation, Iraqi people. He said, Ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ali Ibrahim. He added the word Al. Oh Allah, the enemy are going to unleash their fire and missiles and whatever else, rockets tonight. You know the enemy when they attack, when they start, they attack at night normally. So, oh Allah, let their firepower become coolness. Let it become a place of safety for the children of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Quran said, Salaman ala Ibrahim. Saddam added the word, he consulted with ulama. Bardaw wa salaman ala Ali Ibrahim. Go and study, go read the books. And you will find the first night Allah Azza wa Jalla in His infinite grace and mercy, send the rain, send the thunder, send the lightning, and the enemy had to withdraw all their firepower. It's not Saddam who's great, it's Allah's kalam that is great, O Muslim. So even now in 2009, 14, 30 Islamically, that same kalamullah is there within us. Take this Quran Kareem, take the Uswai Hasana, the perfect role model and example of Mustafa alayhi salam, and take any Muslim country and go read its history, and then you will know what a rich history, great history it has. But today, that Iraq is under occupation, and you find that our people, children, have become orphans. Women have become widows. Men have passed away and became shuhada and martyrs. So we need to ask ourselves, what are we doing? Number one, our du'as are required for the entire ummah. Whether it is Zimbabwe or Somalia or Sudan, whether it is Palestine, Iraq or Afghanistan, Kashmir or any other country. So each one of us, O Muslim, remember we have a responsibility to raise our hands after Maghrib, after Isha, tahajjud time, tomorrow Allah give us tawfiq, we wake up, make dua for this ummah. Second one, the first word and the first verse revealed, Iqra, read. Go read about Afghanistan, read about Iraq. I just gave you few examples. What great contribution the land of Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers, alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Yunus, alayhi salam, is buried in Mosul, there in Iraq. Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salatu salam, born there. How many hundreds of Sahabas are buried there? Anas bin Malik, radiallahu an, the Khadim and special servant and attendant of Mustafa, alayhi salatu salam. He passed away in Iraq, he's buried there. So we can go on and on. Awliyaullah, I told you so many, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani and others, rahimahullah. And then we come to the contribution. So start the reading and we'll appreciate. And one more thing, you must make that intention. One day I will go to Iraq. I will show my children, I will show my grandchildren, my wife and my daughters and whoever else, that what is Iraq? It has so much to teach the world even today when you look at the contribution. So tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. O Ummat Muslimah, three things each one of us must do. Number one, you know when we drive our cars, we have park lights, we have dim lights, and we got bright lights. When it gets dark, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, midnight, can we drive without lights? Obviously, we might meet up with an accident. So we need light to go in Islam. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said, Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min al-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. Who ever read surah Kahf on a Friday? Tonight you read it, tomorrow you read. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala gives that person light, luster and nur from one Friday to the next Friday. The hadith mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Second one, my dear brother, sister, what gift will you give Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most beloved, the most precious creation in the whole universe, that what gift will you give him to the master Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam? Somebody will say money, somebody will say gold, somebody will say clothes. Oh, Ummat Muslimah, Nabi alayhi salam commanded me, you and all of us, أَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ, that send abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon me. Send to Nabiul Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, the best of Allah's creation, on the best day of the week, to the best present we can give, and that is durood, salawat. Say, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسْوَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So we say, اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The shair, the poet says, Ya داخل الدار صلي على النبي المختار. O you who enter the house, read durood salawat upon the selected and chosen Nabi of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So we will read Surah Kahf, we will read tonight, tomorrow, abundantly in the shop, in the job, in the kitchen, in the house, durood and salawat upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. And then tomorrow between Asr and Maghrib, We raise our hands and we make special dua because it is sa'i mustajaba. Allah se manwana hai. Allah ke wadare puchno aaye. We need to beg Allah. Allah manjo hikam. Allah manjo hikam. He mushkil. So whatever problem, whatever desire, need we got, we beg Almighty Allah. And Friday between Asr and Maghrib, our duas are definitely inshallah accepted. So may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla accept each one of us. Bless you, Brother Yusuf, my brother here in Radio Islam, and the management, and everyone, and you, the esteemed listener. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla prepare us all spiritually, physically, mentally, for the great honorable month of Ramadan. Tomorrow, inshallah, at 4:30, we will speak about the preparation for the glorious sacred month of Ramadan. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khair, wa akhiru da'wana, an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Then the Red Sea had opened, and the high road was taken. They were saved by